iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty, and in our weekly roundup today, it's all about India Independence Day. And India's Independence Day, 15th of August, takes on an added significance for Indians around the world. Also, on the subject of India-UK, there was a very welcome initiative in the field of Ayurveda with joint trials to explore the many benefits of a traditional Indian herb in alleviating symptoms of long COVID. And also, iGlobal connects the mastermind behind Jiva Global to find out more about her award-winning solar-powered invention. And on the subject of climate action, British Indian Cabinet Minister Alok Sharma launched a new fund to battle the looming catastrophe of climate change.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so to our first story of our weekly roundup, and as we celebrate 75 years of India-UK relations to coincide with the launch of the 75th anniversary celebrations of Indian Independence Day, August the 15th, there were a host of ways for global Indians to get involved, including with a recording of the Indian national anthem, Jana Gana Mana, for India's Amrit Ka Mahotsav celebrations. And so the Indian Independence Day, 15th of August, takes on an added significance for Indians around the world, as it marks the launch of the 75th anniversary celebrations as well as 75 years of India-UK relations. Nation first, always first is the theme of this milestone year at the Red Fort in Delhi, from where Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take his traditional Independence Day address. Among the special invitees this year are the Olympians who won medals at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. More on that story under Arts and Culture under the IQ community section at iglobalnews.com. iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. Continuing with our weekly look at the top stories in our weekly review, on the subject of India-UK, there was a very welcome initiative in the field of Ayurveda, with joint trials to explore the many benefits of a traditional Indian herb in alleviating symptoms of long COVID. And the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine teamed up with All India Institute of Ayurveda, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Ayush in India, on a trial to find out whether the ashwagandha herb can help people recover from long COVID. Commonly known as Indian winter cherry, ashwagandha herb is traditionally used in the Indian Ayurvedic system of medicine to boost energy, reduce stress, and strengthen the immune system. Recent trials have demonstrated its efficiency in reducing anxiety, stress, improving muscle strength, and reducing fatigue symptoms in patients with chronic conditions. There's more on that story under the Yoga and Meditation section from the iGlobal desk at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. And as we explore the news and views section at iglobalnews.com in our weekly review, iGlobal connects the mastermind behind Jiva Global to find out more about her award-winning solar-powered invention. And the climate change threat has alerted us all to the need for a global response at finding solutions to protect our environment and renewable energy, which is undoubtedly at the heart of that drive. iGlobal connected wires with Pranav Wadekar, the mastermind behind Jiva Global, who is actively involved involved in this mission and was recently awarded the University of Oxford Vice Chancellor's Social Impact Award for her unique solar-powered invention. Born to Maharashtrian parents, Prerna was brought up in Bengaluru, Bangalore, known as the Silicon Valley of India, and spent most of her academic life in Pune. From computer engineering, she went on to pursue her master's in public policy from IIM Bangalore, and thereafter an MBA from the University of Oxford. There's more on that story under the News and Views section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. And whilst we're on the subject of climate action, British Indian Cabinet Minister Alok Sharma launched a new fund to battle the looming catastrophe of climate change. And under the News and Views section at iglobalnews.com, we hear about the next decade, which is critical if we are to keep the 1.5 degree temperature limit on track and avoid the catastrophe impacts of climate change, says UK Cabinet Minister Alok Sharma, as he launched new research to step up Britain's resilience to the impacts of climate change, such as flooding, heat waves, and extreme weather storms. The new £5 million research programme, Climate Services for a Net Zero Resilient World, has been launched to provide high-quality scientific research and analysis to help inform future climate policy. It'll be led by a consortium of some of the leading authorities in environmental science, such as University College London and the UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology. More on that under the new News and Views section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians. iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iglobalnews.com.
And so as we take a more detailed look at the weekly roundup and the top stories of the week, it's not been the easiest of times to start a new university course, but a newly arrived Indian student in the UK offers some notes of optimism ahead of the new term. And a happiness coach, personal development trainer and author talks to us through the process of self-awareness and finding that ultimate freedom within. Also, we take a look at a compilation of works by 33 co-authors from across different cultures that captures real-life stories of resilience, survival, transformation, and hope. And finally, desserts don't all have to be out of bounds if you're counting the calories, especially if you can swap some ingredients to create a healthy option. Stay with us to find out more.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
So it's not been the easiest of times to start a new university course, but a newly arrived Indian student in the UK offers some notes of optimism ahead of the new term. And under the campus section at iglobalnews.com, a new Indian student on navigating the COVID maze. It is August, the month when precarity hovers upon Indian students setting out to pursue studies in a foreign land, majorly over visa formalities. The preclusive estimation of what future shall follow and what stuff to pack, what stuffed toys to leave behind, and all feeding in the frisson of excitement with fear lurking in plain sight of the unknown. Adding to these thoughts that the ebb and flow with no clarity stood a profound fear, the fear of COVID-19, mutating incessantly to fill life itself in every costume of Greek alphabet, alpha, beta, gamma, and so forth. I can tell all this with some certainty since I moved to London for studies a few months ago, and I stood perplexed with thoughts impregnated with a list of concerns from public to private. The days nearing my departure to London were consumed with these thoughts, barely embracing the moments with dear ones. A new Indian student on navigating the COVID maze. Find out more about this story under the campus section from the iGlobal desk at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. And so, as we continue to look at the more detailed stories of the week, it's all about eye wellness with Asmina Jiwa, a happiness coach, personal development trainer, and author who talks us through the process of self-awareness and finding that ultimate freedom within. Now, in this Eye Wellness Show special, Asmina explains how freedom is a state of being, a way of life, an understanding of the conscious and subconscious. She highlights the importance of self-acceptance, which means to fully accept the person you are right now, in this moment, and all that you like about yourself and all that you don't like about yourself, the things you criticize yourself for, and all your feelings and emotions, positive or negative.
It's our thoughts that create our feelings. We are so aware of, oh, I'm not feeling happy, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling annoyed, I'm feeling angry. All those feelings, we become aware of that. But what we don't recognize is that where did they come from? They come from our beliefs, they come from our thoughts. And often we say, oh, they come from that person not doing what I want them to do, or, you know, that person being mean to me. But really, yes, they may be being mean, but it's how we look at it, our perspective about what they're doing.
Find out more about this story by heading to the Eye Wellness Show section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. And from eye wellness to community arts and culture, right here on iglobalnews.com with our weekly review on iGlobal Radio, a compilation of works by 33 co-authors from across different cultures that captures real life stories of resilience, survival, transformation, and also hope as well. Ritu Sharma collaborated with 33 co-authors from across different cultures to compile a book with real life stories of resilience, survival, transformation, and hope. Through her non-for-profit organization Kaushalya UK, Ritu has driven to empower, uplift women, and enable them to rediscover their power and true worth, and also conceive the idea of an anthology as a way to achieve this goal. The New Woman captures 33 individual stories of women, primarily global Indians, expressing their vulnerabilities and achievements. There's more on that story under the Arts and Culture section from iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And finally, on our weekly review here at iGlobal Radio, desserts don't have to be out of bounds if you're counting the calories, especially if you can actually swap some ingredients to create a healthy option. As Sujata Din explains to us how to try this vegan chocolate mousse, which is made with just 5 ingredients and has a silky smooth texture as it's made with silken tofu. This is a quick and easy dessert that tastes delicious, and you won't even know that there's tofu as it takes on the flavor of the chocolate. To sweeten it, she's using maple syrup and topping with strawberries, and you can enjoy this yummy dessert guilt-free. Find out more about this yummy dessert and other great recipes from Sujata Din under the recipes section at iglobalnews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iglobalnews.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's weekly roundup from iglobalnews.com. You listen to us, and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iglobalnews.com. iGlobalnews.com.